proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions with another radio Bible study. We have been looking at how the Messiah was foretold in the prophetic books. Isaiah, in the 11th chapter of his prophecy, revealed certain characteristics about the coming Messiah, attributes related to the empowerment that God the Father gave to him. That prophet Isaiah declared that, quote, "There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots," unquote. Examining the Hebrew language of that statement, the first Hebrew verb in that sentence denoted a completed action. Therefore, the rod that stemmed from the stem, it came from the stem of Jesse, could have applied to King David. However, their sentence continued, that a branch shall grow out of his roots. In that case, the verb translated grow denoted incomplete action. That is to say, action that was yet future, or not complete. That means that the statement was more likely to refer to Jesus Christ as a descendant of King David, rather than to David himself specifically. Isaiah noted that, quote, "the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him," unquote. He further denoted those spiritual endowments that this branch would possess: the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, unquote. Let's briefly look at these attributes. The opening verse of Isaiah chapter 61 began with this phrase, quote, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," unquote. That passage described the ministry of the coming Messiah. According to Isaiah 11, God granted Messiah the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Luke, in the second chapter of his gospel, recorded how, quote, "Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man," unquote. When the Savior taught those who were, so to speak, in his own country, the narrative in Matthew chapter 13 declared that they asked one another, quote, "Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works?" unquote. Isaiah also wrote about how God gave the Messiah, quote, "the spirit of counsel and might," unquote. Throughout the course of his earthly ministry, Jesus Christ manifested a divine ability to discern the thoughts and intents of human hearts. Indeed, in John chapter 2, that apostle remarked that, quote, "the Savior knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man," unquote. Jesus Christ's encounter with the woman at the well in John chapter 4 gave further evidence of this. Furthermore, Isaiah recorded that God gifted the Messiah with the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, unquote. Jesus Christ was well-versed in the Old Testament. On three separate occasions, according to Matthew chapter 4, he refuted the temptations of the devil by citing Old Testament passages. Furthermore, Jesus Christ manifested the fear of the Lord. He told his disciples in Matthew 10 that they needed to, quote, "fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell," unquote. In other words, those who follow Jesus Christ need to fear God rather than men, a statement that Peter himself quoted to a Jewish high council in the 5th chapter of Acts. Jesus Christ therefore displayed his possession of those divine attributes found in Isaiah chapter 11. When he did so, he not only manifested his divine nature, but he demonstrated the veracity of his messianic claims. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.